Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we're going to talk about how to make money in fitness. This episode is for those of you who maybe you're already in fitness, maybe you're not in fitness, but you'd like to dabble in that area, or you have just thought about maybe becoming an entrepreneur or starting, you know, making some money on the side. This will give you some ideas to follow your passion in whatever area and make a little bit of extra cash money. All right, let's get on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey. So we had our live workout last night, and we're still so happy with how it went.
We love you guys listening, but we still are just in the basement recording every week, and we forget that, oh, people actually listen to this. So we had a pretty big turnout, and we were so excited. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so great to talk to people in person, like you said, and get some feedback, because we're obviously, you guys know at the end of the episode, we're like, send us your questions, post on our IG. Like, we just want to hear from you guys so bad to know that there's people out there, and there are people out there.
So it was really fun. If you guys are in the Indianapolis area, definitely stay tuned, because we will plan on doing another one. We haven't set a date yet, but it is in the works. If you're not in the Indianapolis area, maybe we can go Facebook Live or do something next time so you can try the workout from home or just kind of see what we do and maybe find or start something in your own area.
Fit Friends Happy Hour across the nation.
We're on to something. Goals. So we have a live workout. That's what's going on. Also, don't forget, we did start our meal prep like a boss guide. Lauren, anything to add on that?
Well, I know I've been posting photos, and I saw you posted a photo too of one of the meals. So if you guys want a firsthand look at what one of the meals is, then check out our Instagrams.
Remember, it's just a free 2-week guide of lunches, because I don't know about you, but I definitely get in a rut when it comes to meal prep, and especially for lunch, getting into the routine of things. So we've gave you a lot of different options and really break it down step by step so that meal prep is not overwhelming, that it's simple and delicious.
We wanted to keep it simple. I mean, we can give you a million options if you wanted, but we know if you're really going to implement this, it has to be simple. It has to taste good, but it has to be straightforward. So I think that's what we delivered on. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you can go to tinyurl.com/fitfriendsmealprep. All right. Well, let's move on to this episode. We're talking about how to make some cash money in the fitness industry. Now, like Katie said in the beginning, maybe you aren't even interested in this topic for your own personal, you know, use, but I know this is something that a lot of people are just curious about. You see like those IG models or, you know, those big personalities on social media, and you're probably wondering, like, seems like this is all that this person's doing. Like, they don't have a full-time job or anything. And how are they making money? How much money are they making? Well, I wish I knew the answer to those questions, because I don't know how much Kayla Einsteins or whatever her name is. There's so many people like that. So we're going to cover a lot of different ways that you can make money and what that realistically looks like from our experience. So number one is become a fitness instructor. Become a group fitness instructor. This is a very tangible thing. It's a real job. You get hired at a gym. You get hired at a studio. You have to go through a training. There's a lot of different ways that you can go about this. You can either go to a live training like the ones that Katie leads, where you're being trained on a specific format, or if you've been going to a boutique studio that you love, you can go through like a training with them and they teach you their format. It's a little less formal, I would say, if you're going through a studio, but you can also take an exam. So at one point in time, I was ACE group fitness certified. Katie, are you ACE currently?
Don't tell me. I'm not currently ACE certified, but I have a degree, so that's kind of gotten me through. I plan on taking the exam. I know I can pass it. It's just, you know, one of those things that's on the back burner. I'll get to it.
That's a good point, though. I do not have a degree in exercise or fitness. My degree is in neurobiology, so it's way more important for me to have a certification than it is for Katie, because she has a bachelor's. It's like, okay, she knows what she's talking about. But yeah, ACE and AFA. So ACE or AFAA are the two big group fitness certifications, and that's just a general certification.
Yeah, so it all depends on how much time and money you want to invest, but to then go on and, of course, if you're going to exercise, might as well get paid to teach it.
Yeah, and one of the big pros is that it's fun. Like, if you want to be a group fitness instructor, it's because you love group fitness, you have so much fun taking classes, and you just want to be the person in the front of the room. It is a performance, 100%. You know, it's like Katie said in her public speaking podcast that she just did, it's presenting yourself, it's presenting information. You have to be educational, concise, fun. Like, there's a lot that you have to conquer in a class. So it's 100% fun. But on the flip side, the con is that it is a lot of work in the beginning becoming a good instructor. It takes a lot of time. And I'm just going to be honest, the pay isn't awesome. You know, it might be a high hourly rate, but you can't teach group fitness all day. You know, those, oh my gosh, those people, we know a ton of people like this that teach like six classes a day. I mean, that you're not going to be able to do that forever.
I think it's doable depending on the instructor, on the type of classes you're teaching. But yes, longevity is pretty temporary from the grand scheme. I could do a whole podcast on why you need to be a group fitness instructor because it's probably my favorite thing to do. But that sums it up in a nutshell. If you're interested, we can do another episode. Okay, the second way it's possible to make money in fitness is become a personal trainer. So let's say group fitness isn't your thing. You think all we do is wear spandex and prance around. Maybe true or false, I don't know. But the benefits of becoming a personal trainer, very similar to group fitness instructor, you can attend a course. I think they do offer workshops now, but for the most part, you would get a primary certification through somewhere like ACE, like we talked about for group fitness, or ACSM is another good one, American College of Sports Medicine, or also NASM is a good one. But just do your research on the certifications. I have gotten Groupons for personal training certifications, and I don't believe those are as credible as your bigger names. So pros of being a personal trainer is you're working more in a one-on-one type setting. You're able to see a client, you know, learn more about them and their goals, build a relationship, help them actually get from point A to point B.
Yeah, you can educate them more thoroughly on exercise. And like Katie said, if you don't love group fitness, then personal training is probably more up your alley. If you love to go to the gym and lift and do cardio, like that's probably more of what you'd want to do with clients. As far as money goes, the certification is at least double because you can make more money as a personal trainer because you can personal train all day. But that's also a con, in my opinion. You know, people will personal train from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then they'll do some people at lunch, and then they have to come back at 4 and go until 8. So it's a long day, so you kind of have to hustle.
Yeah, I love personal training. I love group fitness, but I also love personal training because of that different element that it adds. I personally find it sometimes mentally exhausting. I think because I'm working one-on-one, I invest so much in watching them, thinking about it, but also, you know, trying to just develop that relationship. So for me, it's mental. Like, I don't know how people do it all day, every day. I personally think I'd get burnout pretty easily, but I do have a goal to do it full time for a little bit, just because I think it'd be fun and you could wear yoga pants all day. All right, so you can become a group fitness instructor, you can become a personal trainer. Let's move on to another option. Option three is to work in a management role in a gym. So whether this is starting out as someone in the front desk, maybe you're working membership sales services. I know I spent some time at a chain fitness place. I've folded so many towels in gym settings, but it's a great way to meet people, still be in that environment, and learn a different side while still being in the fitness setting.
Yeah, and then of course, there's always someone that's managing the group fitness schedule. They're making sure people are in the classes and they're changing the schedule based on how many people are showing up, et cetera. So there's a lot of other management roles that you can have in a gym. You know, you can, like Katie, you can start by working at the front desk, but you can also start as a group fitness instructor, start as a personal trainer. And then there's also the corporate field that I used to work in. So that was also fitness management, but it was fitness in a non-fitness environment. So, you know, look that up if that sounds interesting to you. And then there's also campus recreation. So that's what our friends Jenny and Whip do, is they work at a university, Purdue, and they work at the recreational center there. So you do have to have a degree for those types of jobs. But in my opinion, working at a university compared to a just a normal gym, the energy at a university is just amazing. You know, it's just so exciting and lots of opportunities. So if that's interesting to you, definitely look into that as well.
One more perk, not necessarily to make money, but definitely save money by any of these roles that you get in a gym or a studio, is that you actually most of the times will get a free membership. I know there's a place in Chicago, I can't remember what it's called, but my friends have told me about it, where if they volunteer like an hour a week or some sort cleaning, folding towels at a yoga studio, they get free classes in return, which is awesome. Like, what a fun way to just get in the environment, get free classes, free membership, win-win.
Yeah, one of the studios that I've worked in the past, I think you had to work like 6 hours at the front desk and you got unlimited classes for the month. So, I mean, that could save you like close to $200. So do the math. Is that worth it to you? And if you are currently going to a studio, I don't see this working for a big gym, but if it's a smaller place, ask them. Ask them like, hey, can I help you guys out in the front from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day and then, you know, take their 5 a.m. class or whatever. See if you can work some sort of deal. Why not, right? Moving on. So our fourth way to make money in fitness is to be a health coach. Now, oh my gosh, could there be more broad of a term? This can mean so much stuff. This can mean you are a distributor for a fitness company, market their products, and by being a product of their product, I think the key here is that you have to be passionate about the company. If you're just going into it to make money, people are 100% going to know, and you're not going to be effective. You probably won't be successful, at least long term. So you have to be genuine with this kind of stuff. I mean, come on, we all know Facebook and people that are trying to contact you to start, you know, to try their this and try that. So you can always tell who's genuine and who's really in it for the right reasons. Katie, what are some other health coaching jobs that you've seen?
Definitely check out your local YMCA. I know they hire wellness coaches. So I would do a lot of work with the wellness coaches when I worked for the YMCA, because what their role is, they don't have a degree. They're not certified necessarily in anything, but they just have a passion for fitness and nutrition. So their role isn't necessarily to prescribe information or diets or exercise, but they help an individual to goal set and kind of work them through making positive changes. So they don't necessarily tell you the what and exactly, you know, what you're going to do, but they help kind of guide the individual how to do it. And really their goal is just to get them engaged in the community so that, you know, they're more likely, anytime we're engaged from a social aspect, emotional aspect, some other aspect than just swiping in and swiping out of the gym, they're more likely to come back and therefore be successful with their goals long term.
And that does sound very similar to being a health coach online, because you're trying to get that person hooked into the community and using the different products and stuff. So that definitely makes sense. It's not about making your own products. It's about helping someone tap into what's already out there. As far as being a distributor goes, there is a lot more money in that if you are successful.
Yes. Just like we talked about before, doing something like a health coach, you're definitely trading your time for money. But I know I always refer to wellness coaches or health coaches for my clients or patients who aren't necessarily ready to seek out a personal trainer. Maybe they just joined a membership somewhere at a smaller gym, but they just need someone to show them how to use equipment, educate them to drink more water during their exercise. It's just very, very basic. But again, it depends on the person and where you decide to work. All right, next tip, kind of bouncing off the health coaching, start a blog or a website. So this kind of goes more into having an online presence. I personally think you definitely need to have a little bit more credibility if you're going to put your name out there and talk about things. But on the flip side, you can Google 1,000 different blogs. You know, if you've had success with something, I think you should share it. I don't think you should prescribe, because what works for you might not necessarily work for everyone. But I think your story, where you're at on your journey in regards to fitness, health, some sort of trauma that you've been through, by putting your story out there, you're going to probably help someone somewhere along the lines.
And what I've seen with a lot of people that have taken this path is like someone that has lost 100 pounds. They'll lose the weight and inspire a lot of people. And then they'll like go get certified to become a personal trainer. And then they'll start helping people online because they've had the personal experience of going through whatever it is. But then they also now have more of an education. So they feel like they can help people better. And that's definitely what I would recommend and Katie would recommend is it's great to have experienced the benefits. I mean, you have to be living the life, but you also need some type of education, some type of certification. And then, you know, you can go from there. With having an online presence, you can design fitness plans and, you know, sell them to people online one-on-one or write plans for a group of people. You can have online challenge groups. We've heard a lot about those, I'm sure. Basically being a virtual personal trainer, motivator, encourager. You can also become an affiliate for different companies. So a good example is like Swell Bottles. I'm sure some of you guys are at least familiar with these types of water bottles, or Yetis are super popular now. Now, I'm not sure if Yeti would be has affiliates or not, but you know, some sort of fitness product, and you have to have a really large following for this to happen. But as an affiliate, you kind of promote the person's product by using it, and they look at your following and they pay you according to how many people are going to see a photo of you with your Swell bottle.
So many things. You can look up different podcasts on affiliate marketing and how to make money through that side. Going back real quick to the blogs and the online presence, I will add in though, I personally do this. I write programs for people online. However, this is my personal values and kind of what I will stand for. I'm not going to write a program for anyone who contacts me online, especially if I don't know them. Because if I can't see you and see your movement patterns and really know what your background has been, I mean, I can ask you all the questions till I'm blue in the face, but I definitely, if you're going to do that, take videos, do different things rather than just sending people cookie cutter plans. That's part of the value of having a personal trainer is having that one-on-one, some sort of feedback. Just my opinion.
Last thing on this topic is, you know, just creating a website or just starting a blog, like the money's not going to just like start flowing in. Like there's no one out there that's like just paying bloggers randomly. You have to grow an audience, and then, you know, you can have ads on your blog or on your website. You guys have seen those, like banner ads or ads on the side. That can come later, but really the reason that we've already talked about like designing programs is because that's more of a moneymaker than having ads on a blog. So if you're interested in starting a blog, I would say go for it, because it probably means like you enjoy writing or you have a story, you have something to share. So I say go for it, but go into it with the idea that it's going to be a passion project and then build it up from there. And honestly, if there's any takeaway from all this, it's that fitness, you have to lead with that passion, because if you're just doing it for the money or you're just doing it to be kind of like a fitness model, you know, you're probably not going to be successful.
This next tip is for those of you listening who maybe have been in the fitness industry a little longer. You're looking to kind of maybe pay it forward, step up your game as a fitness instructor, become a master trainer. So I am a master trainer for Beachbody, the same company that does P90X, Insanity, those types of groups. But basically what that means is I train instructors to teach group fitness classes in specific formats. So it's a lot of fun. But let me tell you, it is a lot of work. I know when I set it as a goal, thought it was way more glamorous. And you kind of see the outside and the finished product of a training. And you don't really see a lot of what goes on behind the scenes. Definitely, you can make money, but this is one that, like Lauren said, it's a passion project. I do it because of how it makes me feel to see my instructors have, you know, success stories from their classes. I feel like I'm a part of their class that's 5 hours away from me. I feel like, you know, I'm making that impact, but it's a lot of fun and you do make a little income while you're at it. So, hey, if you can get those two to collide, why not?
Yeah, that's so interesting. And there's a lot of other companies that you can be a master trainer for. Beachbody is definitely one of the big ones. Like Katie said, if you've been an instructor for a while, this could be a next step, but it is a small field. You know, there's a lot of master trainers, but at the end of the day, there's really not that many. So it is more of like an elite position. And I think that's why it is glamorous in a sense. But now that Katie's, you know, in it, you can kind of see from the inside out that it is a lot of work.
I will say, though, any chance that you can just elevate your skills at whatever you're at, becoming a master trainer has made me such a better instructor and such a better presenter, which leads me to our final tip. So the last way you can make money and generate an income with fitness is by giving presentations. So you could do this for any topic that you're passionate about. Contact your local schools, different companies. You can contribute articles or publications to newspapers, magazines, you know, get creative. Think about what you like to read, what you like to listen to, and reach out to those people in charge. I think of me personally, I've done this reaching out to places where they need to be educated about nutrition, right? School kids about nutrition, about fitness. Pretty much anywhere that you see that there could possibly be a need, people are always looking to bring in quote unquote experts or someone who's got a little more knowledge in the field to educate a large group of people.
Yeah. And with everything being online nowadays, you can look up some of those like online magazines where they're looking for people to contribute what they know to their website. So one of the big ones that I'm familiar with is MindBodyGreen. Man, I haven't looked at that site in so long, but I know that site is full of a bunch of different authors. And you submit your article, you submit what you want to write about, but they don't pay, from back when I looked at it a couple of years ago, they don't pay the authors. What you get in return is, you know, the publicity, basically. So you have to have other stuff going on. And I imagine that giving these presentations would be a lot easier if you were a master trainer, because then you are more of an expert in your field. So really, I think when it comes to fitness, it's a combination of all of these things. It's being a personal trainer and being a group fitness instructor and then becoming a master trainer or something and doing some health coaching. And it's kind of like a combination of all these. Not to say that you have to be multiple to make money, but they're very collaborative.
Well, I think it's just like any position in any field that you are. You know, you may have this job title or this one field that you work at, but you need to have communication skills. You need to have people skills, listening. You know, you need to constantly be working at your craft in all areas to become a better person in your industry.
Yeah. And when you're passionate about what you're doing, like so many of us in fitness are, you want to reach more people. You know, maybe you work a lot with an older crowd at a gym. Well, you also want to reach some younger kids and run them through a workout. Maybe they don't know anything besides playing basketball in gym or something. You know, you feel a lot more driven by your passion, and that's why you want to kind of expand what you're doing. All right, let's wrap it up with one quick little question. Katie, what is a pro that maybe people don't consider about working in the fitness industry?
Definitely the people. I have met so many people through classes, through places I've worked at the co-rec as a master trainer, through health coaching, just every outlet of fitness that I have had throughout my so many years of life. It's always been the people. I can name countless people who I still am in touch with and how much they positively affect my life. Not to say that other industries aren't great places to work, but fitness people are freaking fun. And you know, they're outgoing and you just connect on a different level. I don't know if you've been to a fitness conference, you get it, but this is an industry where you can go to a conference and suddenly make best friends and it's not weird at all. But hands down, the people and the relationships that I've made. What's yours?
Before I say mine, I would totally agree. And I think any job or any career that people are really motivated by their passion, like they're in it because they're passionate about it, that's when people are just fun and alive because they're excited to be at their job. They're not like, oh, another day.
And I think people too who push you to be better versions of you, I've noticed that people in the fitness industry aren't, how can I beat you or be better? It's okay, we all have a common goal. It's to make people be healthier and happier. How can we help each other to help everyone else?
So my pro that people might not consider is that you can be full-time in fitness and you can be part-time in fitness. So it can just follow you throughout your life on whatever you kind of need from it at that point. As soon as I started going to group fitness classes as a high schooler and I saw these professional women teaching classes at night because they wanted to, that's when I decided, like, that's going to be me. I'm going to teach classes and it's going to fit around a bigger life that I have. And I've worked full-time and I've worked part-time now. So it is amazing how you can do so many different things depending on where you are in your life.
So true. Like, I can hustle right now teaching 5 a.m., to 8 p.m. in between a full-time job, but I also know that I will be like the 80-year-old teaching silver sneakers, water aerobics, like just no matter where I go, this will be a constant for sure. That's it for today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed these tips and maybe just learned some different things that you didn't know to gain a new appreciation for your fitness instructors. Just kidding, but really. As always, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with a friend if you feel like they would enjoy our podcast. Check out tinyurl.com/fitfriendsmealprep. And if we haven't given you enough to-dos already, find us on Instagram and let us know what you think. Have an awesome week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.